The Voices of Search podcast is a proud member of the I Hear Everything podcast network. Looking to launch or scale your podcast? I Hear Everything delivers podcast production, growth, and monetization solutions that transform your words into profit. Ready to give your brand a voice? Then visit IHearEverything.com. Welcome to the Voices of Search podcast, a member of the I Hear Everything podcast network. Ready to expedite your company's organic growth efforts? Sit back, relax, and get ready for your daily dose of search engine optimization wisdom. Here's today's host of the Voices of Search podcast, Jordan Cooney.
Hello, marketers and SEOs. My name is Jordan Cooney from Previsible, and today joining me is Ty DeGrange, who is the CEO at Round Barn Labs. Round Barn Labs is a premium performance marketing agency bringing an in-house perspective to digital performance marketing through consulting with a growth mindset. Yesterday, Ty and I talked about affiliate marketing and the best practices in relation to SEO. Today, we're going to continue our conversation by discussing the product and services placement bonanza.
This podcast is also sponsored by Ahrefs. What if I told you that you could monitor your website's SEO health, backlinks, and organic rankings at no costs? Sounds too good to be true? Well, it's not, because my friends at Ahrefs just launched Ahrefs Webmaster Tools. Ahrefs' new Webmaster Tools product quickly helps you improve your site's visibility by pointing solutions to over 100 technical issues that might be holding your search performance down. Plus, AWT monitors for backlinks so you'll know the most linked to pages and how those links are affecting your rankings. And AWT shares what keywords your website ranks for and compares how you stack up against competitors for key metrics like search volume, keyword difficulty, and traffic value. Look, monitoring your website used to require multiple expensive tools. And now, thanks to Ahrefs, that's not the case anymore, because AWT will help you monitor your SEO health, backlinks, and keywords for free. And no, it's not one of those 14-day free trial offers. It's a powerful site audit tool that will keep working for you for free. So check out Ahrefs Webmaster Tools at ahrefs.com/AWT. That's ahrefs.com/AWT.
Okay, here's my conversation with Ty DeGrange, the CEO of Round Barn Labs. Ty, welcome back to the show.
Thanks so much, Jordan. Great to be back. Let's do it.
Yeah, so yesterday was a lot of fun. We covered a ton of ground. We talked about just what really affiliate marketing is today, how to strategically implement it, and then a lot of those connection points with SEO, content, reporting, and just a whole bunch of nuggets for our listeners on how these two channels can be leveraged. If you are listening and your company leverages affiliate marketing at scale, go back to yesterday's episode. Definitely some valuable information in there for you. Today, though, we're kind of going into a very specific channel of affiliate marketing, or the use of affiliate marketing, which is product and services placements. So these are paid placements inside of these listicle sites, inside of review sites. There are a variety of different styles, but essentially it is a paid placement for your product, or if you're a B2B software company or some other services company, you can get placed or seated as a top 10 microwave or top 10 analytics consultant, whatever it is, you can find a home and it exists somewhere on the internet that you can pay for that placement. And there's been a lot of this lately. And that leads me to my first question for you, Ty. You've been in this affiliate space for a long time, and I gotta believe it's never been quite this pervasive and big in terms of placement websites.
I think you're right, Jordan. It's kind of exploded. We've talked about it a lot. You're seeing a big trend and shift. And I think back in the old days when you and I were at eBay was kind of on the cutting edge of a lot of these findings and seeing that from their view on the incrementality testing side, which they were quite advanced at relative to the rest of the affiliate community, they were finding in the data that the content sites and review sites were really driving a higher, better, more quality incrementality score than some of these other providers. Now, I think it's important to caution people because it's easy to get into the mindset of, well, this partner type at a whole level is more incremental than the other. We won't solve that today, but it's just been exploding. You know, you've got Wall Street Journal buy side. You've got the Wirecutter get acquired by New York Times. There's a lot of high quality options out there that have exploded in the reviews, lists, ranking space of the affiliate world.
What's crazy, Ty, is that like this has gotten to the place where we're not just talking about like some guy in a small town in northern Wisconsin who decided to build a website about the best toilets and just happens to get a lot of traffic for toilet reviews. I'm talking like this is like on major, major websites, right? We got like CNET and we've got, you know, New York Times and news and media websites. We've got even like traditional players are playing in this game. Big e-commerce players and traditional companies like Macy's and others are trying to tiptoe into this space and sell placements within their branded websites. It's gotten kind of really, really big in a short period of time. And I'm curious to get your take. Does that change the game from an affiliate standpoint? And do you think that that's going to have an impact on what happens in SEO?
It's definitely changed the game from an affiliate perspective. The demand for these sites seems to continue to go up and to the right. There's exceptions to this rule, but even in a world where often people talk about, well, media is having challenges or struggling and they need to figure out all these ways to monetize. Yeah, that's happening. There's challenge out there, you know, BuzzFeed's of the world having to do XYZ to survive. Sports Illustrated of the world's having to do XYZ to survive. Media is not exactly just crushing on the tailwinds of growth. But that said, the amount of brands wanting to line up and be number one, number two, top 10 for a particular category that you alluded to is quite high. And so a lot of times, you know, we're having to look at what type of flat fee, just straight up payment is required, what type of review level and quality is required, what type of traffic volume is required, what type of gifting relationship is there in terms of the reviewer itself and that specific writer, what type of conversion rate have we seen for that product or service. There's a lot, commission rate, obviously, that goes into that, how that review is teed up in terms of what can be kind of emphasized or not, reviews, all of that. There's a massive list of things that go into that consideration. So as Google crawls these, as you know better than anyone, as Google index these, as consumers, as you know, they've stopped really, they're not as reliant and trusting of brands as they used to be. Certain brands are going to be able to cut through the noise because of what they've built. Apple, Airbnb, BMW, whatever it might be in different verticals to different segments. But the beauty of affiliate and influencer and partner is that you've got this massive growth of this explosion of consumers saying, hey, I trust Jordan to tell me what car to buy more than I do Toyota.
True.
You know, it's kind of a wild inversion. So that's kind of speaking in mild hyperbole, but that's what we're seeing here. And so I think if the consumer is following that and Google's kind of following their mandate to provide consumers what they're wanting from a search perspective, I think there is a strategic follow-on that says, like, this definitely matters. This definitely impacts search. And you see it in the data. You see it in the SERP page. You know what's showing up on particular searches, especially when it's involving reviews or best, anything best, right? It's kind of top 10, anything. It's exploded.
Yeah, I mean, and so this goes right to my next question. You're really getting to the meat of what is uniquely challenging right now, which is how do you distinguish who's really a great reviewer versus just junk? I mean, let's take your example, right? I'm not a car person. I drive old cars. I don't like buying new cars. I don't even know what some cars are. So if you took my reviews for cars, it would be a poor choice on your behalf if you're a car person. If you're just like the person who wanted an economic, you know, Japanese car that's going to last 25 years and give you the mileage you want, I'm your guy. And so like the reality here that I'm getting at is, you know, yes, anyone can put up a review on the internet. And that's one of the challenges that we have today. Anyone can throw up content. But what is content quality in an affiliate marketer's view?
Yeah, I think the good news is it's not necessarily going to be a rocket science. I mean, you know, CNET, Rolling Stone, BuzzFeed, perhaps for some audiences, Time, Sports Illustrated. These brands, right, wrong, or different, have earned trust with certain segments of the population. And so certainly Wall Street Journal, Buyside, you know, I don't know, I just love mentioning them, maybe because I read it. Certain segments of the population absolutely have trust with those and connect with those reviews. And I think that, not to get philosophical, I think there can be debates around, you know, well, how much were they paid to get to the number one slot? And obviously we have to go through our FTC disclosure if there's compensation. That's a whole nother legal conversation to have. You've got to have those disclosures to follow FTC guidelines to say that you're getting compensated as a reviewer or an influencer or an affiliate.
Right.
That, I think, elevates that credibility to be honest and transparent about that compensation. Like, hey, I am not just in love with the new Dyson vacuum. I am getting
paid
the product and perhaps a payment. I'm getting paid to talk about it.
Right.
So I think that users are not under the illusion this is just some, you know, altruistic game. But I think that content sites, affiliate sites that are monetizing this way have to do it the right way. Got to link properly. They got to credit properly. They got to include those FTC guidelines to, I think, be obviously legally compliant, but I think also signal to the consumer that, hey, this is trustworthy. I'm being honest here. I'm being genuine. Maybe there's some call outs to things that aren't perfect as well as things that are. So I don't think it's necessarily like rocket science based on like the trust mechanisms that we want in any reading review, but I hope that helps. I think it's definitely, and there's definitely some, let's be honest, that are just not there. They don't have that brand recognition. They don't have that site speed. They don't have the quality of the content. They don't have like a balanced review. It might just be, you can tell when it's a little bit on the, I'm doing this for the check kind of perspective.
Right.
So it's tough sniff test. I think there's some subjectivity involved, but I believe there's definitely some data to it as well.
Time for a 1 minute break to hear from our sponsor, Previsible. So you're looking for SEO help, and you got a couple of options. You could start replying to spam from agencies that claim they can get you to rank number one on Google. You can pay an hourly rate for a consultant who will inevitably nickel and dime you with hourly charges. Or you can work with a cookie cutter agency to quickly launch a strategy-less project with low success rate. None of those sound very good, now do they? Well, that's where Previsible's integrated consulting model comes in. Previsible draws from a collective 40 years of SEO and digital marketing experience to unlock your organic growth opportunities. They build custom solutions that combine strategy, technical expertise, content, and reporting to effectively operationalize SEO for your business. Previsible's four-stage approach ensures that your SEO programs thrive by starting off with a strategy-first approach. Then they support you in your efforts to create quality content, help you identify technical issues, and most importantly, they'll work with your cross-functional teams to integrate your SEO strategies to make sure that your SEO budget actually drives results, not just your agency's bottom line. So join brands like Yelp, eBay, Canva, Atlassian, Square, all who rely on the SEO consultants at Previsible. For more information, go to previsible.io. That's Previsible, previsible.io.
I mean, it's really interesting. In the recent March core update, right, and in the recent March spam update, Google made some interesting statements publicly. And historically, they've really focused their energy on low quality. We're going to get rid of low quality. And they've, you know, kind of arbitrarily defined what that is. But in this particular set of updates in March, they really talked about two things that are interesting that I think relate right back to affiliate marketing. And one of them is scaled content abuse. So these are techniques to quickly scale and develop. And I quote, little to no value created at scale. That is the words that they used, right? And then the second topic that they brought up is site reputation abuse, which is a practice by which you're a trusted website, but you're putting up content that isn't really relevant and useful to the audience that you're intended for, but you're using your reputation to manufacture this. In that statement, they use an example of a third-party site publishing payday loans on an educational website, for example. And this is pretty specific. I mean, Google's getting quite specific about an education website promoting payday loans and giving you the top 10 payday loans on the list. And guess what? That educational website is probably getting paid to do that. So, like, what are your thoughts on Google's most recent stance on where content is going and how they are, let's just say, governing or limiting the use of these practices?
Yeah, this is very interesting, right? And I think the affiliate industry is starting to see some impact of this. Where our team's still quantifying, I think a number of teams are as well, to say how much, how often, what's some of the recent trends, when did this start, how much correlation is there to these core updates from Google. But we're definitely seeing it impact. It's something we're kind of trying to wrap our head around as we have conversations with folks like yourself, folks like peers that we are talking to actively. And I think it really underscores the importance of that diversification. You know, I think you have to have in your content mix, you have to have a really good breadth of like relevancy, long tail head partners that are just blue chip content sites. Those forums we talked about, those individual enthusiasts that we're talking about. I mean, heck, even back to some of the stuff I've been talking about on my pod around, you know, some of the platforms are enabling you to tap into your existing customers and see who wants to be, you know, kind of an evangelist or an influencer for you. So getting a field here, but it touches on that importance of that diversification because, hey, if 20% of your top third traffic content sites are hit, you want to avoid that. You want to mitigate that. I'm not saying that's what's happening, but that's possible based on the core update. So it underscores that diversification. And I think it underscores that, you know, real investment and relationship and good transactional relationship as well as personal relationship with those partners that are avoiding and winning in this post, you know, core search update.
No question. And I think that diversification piece is key. And speaking of diversification, I kind of have this last question, which is a tricky one and may be very hard for you to answer, Ty, but I respect whatever opinion and stance you take on this question, okay? Big preamble there. But the question is, for many brands, I've seen this for some of the brands we work with, there are a core set of listicle sites or placements. You know, this episode's about product or service placements inside of this paid arena. We have a few clients where they are literally, that is the bread and butter of conversion. They are the number one blah, blah, blah on a list, and they get a lot of deals from that. And their CMO knows about it. And their CMO is scared of ever losing that placement and is willing to pay every dime they have to keep that placement. So the big question I have for you is, how do you diversify when you're already hitched to that wagon? And the second question is it worth using your own SEO muscle to try to take some of that share? Is it worth it going and creating a content piece about the 10 best XYZ companies out there or the best this versus this type content on your own website to try to take back some of that traffic from those affiliate players onto your own branded website? So there's two questions there. What do you do when you're diversifying? You're already really relying on something. And the second one is, do you use SEO to try to create diversification?
Yeah, great. That's awesome. It's definitely getting into the spicy end of the territory. I would say yes to both, to be honest. I think you have to, if you have the proper people managing your affiliate program, you're actively always thinking about recruitment, always thinking about what's next, always thinking about who can you bring into the program to diversify. And as we talked about at the top, there's a lot of really good stuff out there that goes beyond even content, and it goes beyond even, heck, it even could involve audio like we talked about. And I think that needs to be the mindset of your affiliate team. And I think it's painful and it's always hard, right? Just like you wouldn't want to have over a certain percent of volume in your top partner or your top 10 partner. We often look at this in the audit programs. You wouldn't want to have that for, you know, one particular content site, certainly one that's at risk of a Google core update hit or decline. So I think there's ways to tap into, you know, enthusiasts, tap into your existing fans, try some of these emerging emerging areas. And second thing is, yeah, absolutely. You know, if you can write up good quality content that's helpful to users, that is through your own organic blog, your own organic site, your founder, your team, and it can kind of come from a place of real authenticity to the audience that you're trying to connect with. I think absolutely. I think you kind of have to, it's hard. You got to really prioritize what assets and time and revenue do you have available. That's that, you know, rank stack that all of us performance marketers go through and product people and leaders like yourself go through. But I would say, yeah, absolutely yes to both. And you got to kind of sequence that out and pick your battles appropriately. But I think it's a great approach.
That's a great place for us to wrap up this episode of the Voices of Search podcast. A big thank you to Ty DeGrange, the CEO of Round Barn Labs, for joining us. If you would like to get in touch with Ty, you can find a link to his LinkedIn profile in our show notes. You can also contact him on X, where his company handle is at Round Barn Labs, or visit his company website, roundbarnlabs.com.
Okay, thanks to Jordan Cooney, the founder of Previsible. If you'd like to get in touch with Jordan, you can find a link to his LinkedIn profile in our show notes. You can contact him on Twitter. His handle is JT Cooney. That's JTKOENE. Or you can visit his company's website, which is previsible.io. That's previsible.io. And a special thanks to Previsible for sponsoring this podcast. If you're looking for support with all of your SEO needs, Previsible's integrated consulting model is there for you. They draw on a collective 40 years of SEO and digital marketing experience to help you unlock your organic search and growth opportunities. So join brands like Yelp, eBay, Canva, Atlassian, and Square, all who rely on SEO consultants at Previsible. For more information, go to previsible.io. That's previsible.io. And a special thanks to Ahrefs for sponsoring this podcast. Monitoring your website used to require multiple expensive tools, but that's not the case anymore thanks to Ahrefs, because they just launched their Ahrefs Webmaster Tools product, which monitors your SEO health, helps you keep track of your backlinks, and gives you the insight into what keywords are performing for free. So check out Ahrefs Webmaster Tools at ahrefs.com/AWT. That's Ahrefs, ahrefs.com/AWT.
Just one more link in our show notes I'd like to tell you about. If you didn't have a chance to take notes while you were listening to this podcast, head over to voicesofsearch.com, where we have summaries of all of our episodes and contact information for our guests. You can also subscribe to our weekly newsletter, and you can even send us your topic suggestions or your marketing questions, which we'll answer live on our show. Of course, you can always reach out on social media. Our handle is Voices of Search on LinkedIn, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, or you can contact me directly. My handle is Ben J. Schaap, BenJShaap. And if you haven't subscribed yet, and you want a daily stream of SEO and content marketing insights in your podcast feed, we're going to publish an episode every day during the work week. So hit that subscribe button in your podcast app, and we'll be back in your feed tomorrow morning. All right, that's it for today. But until next time, remember, the answers are always in the data.